Networking and Health Information Exchange, Unit 5B, Health Data Interchange Standards. The goal of this subunit is to understand how model-based standards are developed. In this subunit, the focus is on HL7V3.0 messaging standards. You will probably never have to develop an actual V3 message, but the process of creating a message and specifically understanding how planning standards and modeling standards result in messages will be useful. Interoperability among unrelated heterogeneous sites can only be accomplished through the use of a common interface reference model. The most commonly used information model is the HL7 RIM. The RIM defines the basic things, see Lecture 5A, or nouns and the relationships or linkages among those things, phrases. At the basic level, the RIM defines entities and acts and includes the role of the entity, the participation of the entity with the act, and the act relationship. If the RIM becomes the basis for the identification of data elements and are used in the exchange of data, two unconnected groups can, through the common RIM, understand and use the data. With the RIM, two groups given the same use case could derive similar messages to exchange the data. Further, the RIM permits extension of concepts to show new domains without changing the old. All HL7 V3 products are based on the RIM, CDA, decision support, messages, and others. Domain analysis models define information flow, workflow, and identify associated data elements within a clinical domain. Exchange of data among domains are based on the RIM to establish interoperability. In other words, the exchange of data starts with the reference information model and ends with the reference information model. It is the link that establishes the structure for interoperability. So, as noted on the last slide, the HL7 RIM in its most simplest form includes these nouns and phrases. Example of an entity include organization, place, person, living subject, material. Roles include such things as patient, member, healthcare facility, practitioner, practitioner assignment, specimen, location. Examples of participation linkages include author, reviewer, verifier, subject, target, tracker. Acts examples are referral, transportation, supply, procedure, consent, observation, medication, administrative act, financial act. And act relationships include has component, is supported by. The HL7 development framework defines the methodology for mapping a local domain system into a common reference model, in this case the HL7 RIM. The mapping uses the UML-based domain analysis model, which is created by the domain experts. A DAM helps answer the questions, what do you do? What data elements do you use? What is the data flow? What are the decision points? So the domain experts create the DAM for that clinical domain, and then it is mapped into the RIM. The mapping is bidirectional. In other words, the RIM may show required changes in the local system as reflected in the domain, and the DAM may show additional requirements for the RIM. Those requirements are added to the RIM through a harmonization process. In any case, this process will yield the required interoperability. RIM harmonization is a continuous process, although at this stage the changes to the RIM are slight and few. An increasing number of standards in HL7 are model-based. The HL7 framework includes RIM, data types, data elements, vocabulary, templates, clinical statements. All of these elements involve defining the data in a semantic interoperable way. The resulting model-based standards include V3 messaging, CDA, and GLO, and system-oriented architecture. The GLO language can be used to build up expressions to extract and manipulate data from medical records, construct decision criteria by building up expressions to reason about particular data features, values. These criteria can be used in decision support knowledge bases, such as those designed to provide alerts and reminders, guidelines, or other decision rules. Create expressions, formulas, etc. for other applications. We will learn more about GLO in the next unit. V3 has as its goal and purpose interoperability. As previously noted, it is based on the RIM, which provides the fundamental underpinnings for interoperability. The language of data interchange explicitly defined concept domains expressed as data elements with standardized terminology provide the required semantic foundation. The design methodology that creates the technology-neutral messages permits the use of different technology and permits an evolution over time as technology varies. Finally, V3 supports a repository of semantic content, terminology/data elements, and tools. The repository of common components for the semantic base are maintained in an HL7 model repository. These include such things as the RIM, vocabulary, storyboards, interaction models, message designs, and message constraints. Tools support the management of the HL7 model repository. Tools also support semantic specifications, abstract information structures that are used in messages, templates, and documents. Tools also support the publication of HL7 standards and implementation guides. The transition from V2 to V3 has been slow in the U.S. for many reasons. First is the fact that V2 meets the current need of many users. The philosophy is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Secondly, V3 is perceived to be much more complex than version 2. The fact is, V3 is a requirement for interoperability and large-scale implementation. If data is to be exchanged in regions, states, and nationally, V3 must come into more widespread use. Data types that provide precise definition of the constructs of more complicated structure and, in particular, accommodates differences in the global setting make this semantic requirement easier. Finally, increased use of the RIM supports a more widespread adoption. Sharing data across a widespread environment for multiple users and multiple stakeholders is driving V3 adoption. Some features of V3 that support interoperability include structural ontology, a coherent set of structures, models guaranteeing semantic interoperability and reuse, based on the RIM and data types with integrated vocabulary support. Identifier strategy supporting wild integration. Model and tools-based design and implementation. Finally, sharing decision support applications and knowledge applications is enhanced through a model-driven design. The same information is represented the same way everywhere using the RIM with the binding to structural and standard vocabularies. HL7 version 3 uses an HL7 development framework model to develop the V3 message. The components of that development process starts with the use case model. The use case model includes a number of scenarios that give an example of a situation or event within the domain of interest. Examples might include a patient coming to the clinic with a rash, or a well baby checkup, or a patient with chest pain. We have already discussed the reference information model. The domain information model is a refined RIM model that is specific to the domain of interest. The message information model defines the content and structure of the message, and the message object diagram defines the objects contained in the message. The HDF and the use of these components to create V3 messages will be discussed in the following slides. The hierarchical message description lays out the message in a hierarchical structured fashion. Finally, the common message element definition are the data structures, previously discussed, that provides compound and complex structures. This slide shows the foundation documents for V3 standards. HL7 uses colors throughout its documentation to show the nature of the material. The color green is largely background or extra material that is not subject to ballot. Examples include introduction, the HL7 V3 guide, vocabulary, and the glossary. The color yellow is used for information material, and it is balloted by the HL7 membership. The color purple is used to indicate a draft standard for trial use. These standards are balloted, but have less severe requirements. DSTUs are intended to permit the trail use of a standard to ensure proof of concept. DSTU have a specific time and then have to be balloted as normative standards. The color red is used for normative standards. Examples include the RIM, data types, implementation technology specifications, and the common terminology services. Note the RIM is defined as a literary expression, a RIM diagram, and as a state machine. The HL7 color scheme applies here as well. This figure shows the domain level elements: storyboards, domain message information model, CMETs, interactions index. From the storyboard are derived the application roles, the trigger events, and the state transitions. Then the refined message information model, the hierarchical message descriptions and message types, and the interactions. These items will be explained in detail in the following slides. We discussed CMETs in a previous lecture. Basically, CMETs are data structures that define higher-level data elements that include a structure. An example is address that contains street or PO box, city, state, or province, country, and zip code. Shared messages include reusable message segments, as do clinical statements. V3 standards include standards for administrative management, accounting and billing, claims and reimbursement, patient administration, DSTU, personal management, scheduling. Note that these domains are similar to what is available in V2 messages. This slide shows the domains of transmission, message control, query, master file, registry. The additional areas defined by version 3 messaging include blood, tissue, and organ, DSTU, care provision, DSTU, cardiology, DAM, clinical decision support, clinical documentation, DSTU, immunization, DSTU, laboratory, materials management, medical records, DSTU, medication, DSTU, observations, orders, pharmacy, DSTU, public health reporting, regulated products, regulated studies, specimen, therapeutic devices. The next series of slides show the process or methodology by which HL7 messages are created. These slides are important to you only in understanding what goes on behind the messages. The parts of the process will be used to you in understanding the role of use cases, actors, events, trigger events, interactions, the RIM, models, and message creation. The methodology includes analysis phase, use case modeling, information modeling, design phase, interaction modeling, message design. We start with defining the requirements using use cases to define actors and events. The use case model develops the scope, the use cases identify actors and events. The use cases become the storybook examples. From a storybook, the actors, places, and things are identified. The references will provide input into the interactions. The domain analysis uses the RIM to create class and state diagrams. The information model draws the initial content from the RIM and models new concepts. The interaction model defines trigger, the event roles, and interactions and creates conformance claims. The message design include the DMIM, RMIM, and the MIM. From this results the message object diagram content that is exchanged. The products of this process are kept in the reference model repository. The slide shows another view of the total process for creating an abstract message. Finally, the message design process uses the RIM from which it is derived, the specific domain message information model. The DMIM is further constrained as a refined message information model, or RM. From the RMIM comes the hierarchical message description that is restricted by message type from which content is defined for the interaction. This slide shows an example of RMIM from an observation order. The RMIM is an information structure that represents the requirements for a set of messages. A constrained subset of the reference information model, RIM, which may contain additional classes that are cloned from RIM classes. The RMIM contains those classes, attributes, associations, and data types that are needed to support one or more hierarchical message descriptions, HMD. A single message can be shown as a particular pathway through the classes within an RMIM. In this example, the author is the physician who orders the test, the performer is the laboratory, the subject is the specimen, and the record target is the patient. CMETs are used to define the data structures of the physician, performer, specimen, and patient. The attributes of the components are obtained from the RIM. Again, note the color coding identifying entities, roles, and acts. This slide shows part of a V3 message related to a RIM valid. Note the XML structures. V3 has yet to gain acceptance in the U.S. This slide shows some of the reasons why that is true. Difficult to implement. Made simpler and easier with tools. No one understands V3. Needs good implementation guides. Overhead too much. 1% of messages payload compared to V2 delimiters is about 90 to 95%. No one understands what implementation of V3 messaging means. What do I have to understand to implement a V3 message? Need stability, clarity, definition of V3 messaging. Some implementers create their own messaging using the HDF process. This is complex and probably not necessary. HL7 has begun to build a library of V3 messages developed by HL7 experts in different areas and clinical domains. How many V3 messages are required to support robust EHR, RHIO, and NHIN? Could we meet data interchange needs with only a few messages with constraint mechanisms? You learned about developing a model-based data interchange standard in this section. It is just coming into use in the U.S. This section also introduced an approach to planning for what system you need, the development and use of models, and introduced the concept of a reference information model, which becomes the basis for interoperability among heterogeneous systems.